It's 7-5, not a bad start, but there's still a lot of basketball you'd be playing. I know I lost a tough one with Aurora the other night, but feel like your kid's in a good place right now as you get ready, middle part of January, getting ready for February right around the corner.
Yeah, hitting that meat of the schedule. I think we're doing some good things. We're continuing to learn, continuing to grow and try to improve each day. And I truly see that in our squad. Even with last night's setback against Aurora, I like where we're heading. We're gonna keep going that way.
And didn't lose to Chopped Liver. I mean, Aurora is no question one of the best teams out there. And I take it was that a game you had chances in that game to take it over?
Yeah, they jumped out on us a little bit early. We missed some shots, and they made some tough shots, especially some of their players that we had scouted as players that we were going to let shoot, and they came out and they hit that and jumped on us early. And then for three quarters, we played even with them. Just that first quarter kind of set the tone. We ended up losing by eight.
Boy, there's been some close matchups, Coach. The Adams Central win, that was a big one at their place by one, and other ones at the Elkhorn game at their place, losing by one in overtime. So both ways, wins and losses. Boy, you've had some nail biters.
Yeah, which is a good thing. That's the way basketball is played. You know, blowouts don't happen all the time. Good teams, good games are played close. So learning how to win and compete in those games, possession by possession, is hard to simulate in practice. So yeah, we've come out on the positive end. We had earlier in the season, we beat Grand Island Central Catholic at their place in overtime as well, so that was a good win for us, and just continuing to learn how to win and compete in close games.
Coach, we had a chance, so of course, watch a lot of these same kids in the football field a couple of times this year. A lot of those same kids, your stars in basketball as well?
Yep, yeah, we have our athletes here, we share, and they're just good athletes, so they were good on the gridiron, and they are good for us on the court, especially the seniors who have kind of been there, done that, been around the block. And just know how to compete.
Can you throw some names out? Who's really leading this club scoring-wise, rebounding, defensive leadership this year?
Yeah, Parker Ablett, he's not a football player, but he's our leading scorer. He's a really good basketball player, can shoot it really well. He's our leading scorer. Eli Schneider, our point guard, he's also not a basketball player, but he played really well for us last night, had 17, shot the ball well. And some of those football players you talked about, we have Chance Burton, Cooper Cole, and Tucker Sinek. Who are all very big keys in the football program, coming out and really providing that not only senior leadership but that level of physicality that's kind of needed on the court, as well as just not fazed by anything with that senior mentality.
Future look pretty bright after this senior bunch graduates. Your future down to the lower grades. Your numbers, future look pretty bright for you.
Yeah, we do have some good talent in the youth programs and in the lower levels, even in high school, and we got to continue to develop those over the course of the next few years. But I'm looking forward to what's coming up and continuing to grow.
Boy, your conference, being in that conference is just, boy, that's just a grind. I mean, each and every time, no matter what, home or away, being in that conference is really tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm biased, but I think the EMC is the best conference top to bottom in Class B. And, yeah, we see some of the best teams night in and night out. And, yeah, you get a good gauge of where you're at, not only just in the conference, but within the state by playing those teams. And it kind of can prepare you for the other teams and your ultimate goal of trying to get to the postseason. So, yeah, we accept that challenge because we don't control that. And they put the teams on the schedule, and we're just going to go out there and play our tails off.
Coach, what about the Bison? You've watched some game film on this McCook team. What do you like about the matchup on Friday?
I mean, they're a good team. They're not fazed by anything. They got it. They played some good teams. They got some good wins under their belt, and it's going to definitely be a challenge for us. I'm going to continue to watch some film over the next couple days to really try to get a gauge on them. But, I mean, McCook's always that way. They're well coached. They play hard. They just got to. They're used to winning, from top to bottom, just within their athletic program, and that's something that can't be understated. Just that expectation of going out, competing, and winning.